This article is brought to you by the best-selling books I write every time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How the SBI method keeps emotional control intact when you deliver difficult feedback during conflict. Structure your words before emotions take the wheel and derail everything. In short, emotional control during difficult feedback does not come from staying calm by willpower alone. It comes from having a structure that removes judgment from your language before the conversation starts. The SBI method separates observable fact from personal interpretation, which is exactly what prevents a feedback conversation from igniting into conflict. When you anchor your words in situation, behavior, and impact, you give the other person something factual to engage with rather than something emotional to defend against. Structure does not make the conversation easy. It makes emotional control possible. Definition: the SBI method is a three-part feedback structure built around situation, behavior, and impact. It delivers clear, observable, and objective feedback during conflict or difficult conversations by separating what happened from personal judgment, protecting emotional control for both speaker and listener. You have probably been in this moment. You know something needs to be said. The behavior has gone on long enough, the impact has been real, and the conversation has been building pressure for days. Then you open your mouth, and the words that come out sound nothing like what you planned. They are sharper, more personal, and laced with frustration you thought you had managed. The other person goes quiet or fires back, and within 3 minutes the original issue is buried under a new one. This is not a failure of intent. It is a failure of structure. The SBI method is what I turn to when the stakes are high and the emotional temperature is already rising. I introduce it in Chapter 8 of Say It Right Every Time as a feedback structure built for exactly this kind of pressure. It does not ask you to suppress what you feel. It asks you to shape what you say, so that your feelings do not ambush the conversation before you've made your point. Why emotional control collapses without a structure to stand on. Most people believe they will stay composed when they deliver difficult feedback. They rehearse the words in the shower, keep their tone measured in the hallway, and then walk into the room and find that composure has a shelf life. The moment the other person's face shifts, or they offer a quick dismissal, the emotional ground shifts underneath you. This is the amygdala hijack at work. The brain reads a social threat and reroutes. Suddenly, you are not delivering a considered message. You are defending your position. The feedback you prepared becomes an accusation, and the conversation becomes a dispute. Intention alone cannot stop this. Structure can. When you have a method to follow, something specific and sequential to say, your brain has a track to run on. The structure does not eliminate the emotional charge. It channels it. You stop improvising under pressure and start following a path you prepared in calmer conditions. That is what keeps emotional control intact when the conversation heats up. The SBI method. How it works and why it holds under pressure. The SBI method stands for situation, behavior, and impact. As I lay out in Chapter 8 of Say It Right Every Time, the method works because it keeps your language observable and objective. It forces you to describe what happened in the world, not what happened inside you. That distinction is everything when conflict is already in the room. Here is how each component works and why it matters for emotional control specifically. 1. Situation. Name the event without loading it. The situation step asks you to name the specific context in which the behavior occurred. Not lately or all the time, but a particular moment that both people can place. This step protects emotional control because fake language triggers defensiveness. When you say in yesterday's leadership team presentation instead of whenever you present, you remove the accusatory weight that generalizations carry. The other person can place the moment and does not need to argue about whether the pattern exists. Example: I want to talk about the presentation you gave to the leadership team this morning. That is a factual anchor. It is not a judgment. It gives the conversation a fixed starting point, which is the foundation composure requires. 2. Behavior. Describe what was observable, nothing more. The behavior step is where most people lose emotional control, because this is where the temptation to editorialize is strongest. You want to describe what the person did, but what comes out is what their action meant to you. You were dismissive, you were careless, you clearly did not prepare. The method requires you to describe only what a camera could record, not an interpretation, a behavior. Example: I noticed that you did not leave any time for questions at the end of the session. Notice what is absent. There is no "you never do" and no "as usual." There is a specific, observable action that the person cannot reasonably deny, and that gives your car a platform to stand on. That restraint is emotional control made concrete. 3. Impact. State the effect without weaponizing it. The impact step connects the behavior to its consequence, for the team, the project, or for you personally. This is not a punishment. It is information. The goal is not to make the person feel guilty. It is to help them understand why the behavior matters. Example. The impact was that several of the VPs had questions that went unanswered, and it made us look unprepared for their feedback. When you state impact factually rather than dramatically, you preserve the emotional temperature of the room. The other person hears a consequence, not an attack. That is the difference between a conversation that resolves something and one that simply transfers pain. You can read the full framework, alongside work scripts for peers, direct reports, and managers, and say it right every time. When the SBI method is the right tool, and when it is not. The SBI method is a precision instrument. It works brilliantly in specific conditions. Used in the wrong situation, it can feel clinical or insufficient. Use the SBI method when a specific, observable behavior is the source of conflict, and you need to address it without the conversation becoming personal. You are speaking one-on-one, where the other person can respond without an audience. The behavior is recent enough that both people can remember the details clearly. Your own emotional state is grounded enough to use factual language without it feeling forced. You are giving feedback to a peer or direct report and want to keep the relationship intact while still being direct. Hold back the SBI method when you are still emotionally flooded. Delivering a structured method while your voice is shaking undermines both the method and your credibility. Wait until you can speak without the emotion driving the words. If you need a framework to calm a defensive reaction in the moment, the core framework is a better first step. The issue is systemic or values-based rather than behavioral. If someone fundamentally disagrees with an approach or has a pattern rooted in values, a three-part behavioral observation will not reach the root. The conversation involves a full-scale conflict between two people who both have grievances. In that case, the DEAL method gives you a more complete structure for working through competing perspectives. Supporting frameworks that protect emotional control before and after SBI. The SBI method does not stand alone. In practice, emotional control during difficult feedback is a system, not a single move. These companion frameworks address the moments before and after the SBI delivery itself. 2. The core framework. When the other person reacts defensively. Even when you deliver SBI cleanly, a defensive reaction can still arrive. The core framework is what you reach for in that moment. It asks you to acknowledge the other person's perspective genuinely before you restate your own. That acknowledgement lowers the temperature without asking you to abandon your position. In practice, it sounds like, I can see why that landed differently for you. My concern is still the impact on the team. You hold your ground, but you do not escalate. That is emotional control under return fire. 3. The strong method. Preparing before the conversation. One of the greatest threats to emotional control is walking into a difficult conversation unprepared. When you are improvising under pressure, the brain defaults to reactive language, precisely the kind the SBI method is designed to prevent. The strong method gives you a preparation structure for high-stakes feedback conversations. Use it before you use the SBI method. Write out your situation and behavior statements in advance. Test them against this question: could a camera have recorded this? If not, revise until it can. 4. The courage method. When you have been avoiding the conversation. Sometimes the emotional control problem is not in the delivery. It is in the delay. The longer you wait to give difficult feedback, the more emotional weight accumulates, and the harder it becomes to deliver the SBI method without that weight leaking into your language. If you have been circling a conversation for weeks, the courage method addresses the avoidance directly. It is designed for the conversations you know you need to have, but keep finding reasons to postpone. 5. The grow method. After the feedback has landed. Delivering feedback is only half the exchange. When the other person receives your SBI message and needs to process it constructively, the grow method, also outlined in Chapter 8 of Say It Right Every Time, offers a four-part structure: goal, reality options, way forward. It turns feedback into a development plan rather than a verdict. For both parties, that forward motion is its own form of emotional resolution. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling Books 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Choosing the right framework for the emotional moment you are in. The choice between frameworks is not academic. It depends on where you are in the emotional arc of a conflict. Situation, best framework. You need to deliver specific behavioral feedback SBI method. You are preparing for a difficult conversation strong method. The other person reacts defensively mid-conversation core framework. You have been avoiding the conversation entirely courage method. A full-scale conflict needs structured resolution deal method. The feedback has landed and needs a path forward grow method. You want to strengthen feedback across your team feedback that builds team synergy. Here is the honest truth about framework selection. Most people reach for the wrong tool because they apply the one they know best, not the one the moment needs. The SBI method is not a universal solution to conflict. It is a precise tool for keeping emotional control intact when a specific behavior needs naming. Know what you are trying to accomplish in the next 5 minutes and choose accordingly. If you want to see how the SBI method works within a full team feedback context, the article on how to use the SBI method to unify team feedback gives you the team level application alongside one-on-one delivery. Where people go wrong when they try to use the SBI method under pressure. I have watched capable, well-meaning people use the structure correctly in practice and then lose it entirely in the room. The breakdown is almost always one of four things. The mistake. Adding judgment to the behavior step. Why it happens. You are still emotionally activated, and the judgment slips in without you noticing. You didn't leave time for questions because you clearly didn't care about the VPS concerns. What to do instead? Write your behavior statement before the conversation. Read it aloud to yourself. If it contains any word that implies motive or character, rewrite it until it does not. The mistake. Delivering the method while emotionally flooded. Why it happens. You have waited too long, and the pressure has built to the point where the structure cannot contain what you are feeling. What to do instead? If you feel flooded, delay the conversation. Say, this matters to me. I want to give it the attention it deserves. Can we talk at 2 o'clock? That pause is not weakness. It is the most disciplined form of emotional control available. The mistake. Skipping the impact step because it feels uncomfortable. Why it happens. Stating impact feels like you're pressing the wound. So you deliver the situation and behavior and stop there, leaving the other person with no understanding of why the behavior matters. What to do instead? The impact step is not optional. Without it, the SBI method becomes a complaint, not a feedback structure. State the impact factually, without drama, and let the other person sit with what they caused. The mistake. Using vague situational language. Why it happens. You want to address a pattern, not just one incident, so you reach for broad language that covers more ground. What to do instead? Address one situation at a time. If there is a pattern, name it after you have established the specific example. This is the third time this month I have noticed something similar is fine. But lead with the specific. Building the muscle over time. The SBI method is a skill, not a formula. Reading it once will not prepare you for a high-pressure moment. What builds fluency is low-stakes repetition, exactly the approach I describe in Chapter 12 of Say It Right Every Time as the foundation of the 60-day transformation plan. Start with feedback that carries no emotional charge. Use this structure to give positive feedback. First, name the situation, describe the behavior, state the impact. Practice the shape of the sentences before you need them in conflict. When the structure is familiar in calm conditions, it remains available in charged ones. Track where you break the structure. Most people have one step they consistently soften or skip. Find yours. If it is the impact step, practice stating consequences out loud until it stops feeling like cruelty and starts feeling like clarity. If it is the behavior step, keep a note on your desk that reads, "What would a camera record?" That single question will do more for your emotional control in the moment than any number of rehearsals. Progress is not linear. There will be conversations where you use the method cleanly and others where you revert to old patterns. What matters is that you return to the structure, review what happened, and apply it again. Every master has failed more times than beginners have tried. Frequently asked questions. What is the SBI method? The SBI method is a three-part feedback structure that stands for situation, behavior, and impact. It was developed to deliver clear, objective feedback by describing what happened, what the person did, and what effect it had, without layering in personal judgment or emotional interpretation. How does the SBVI method help with emotional control during conflict? The SBVI method keeps emotional control intact by giving you a factual structure to follow when pressure rises. Instead of reacting to feelings, you anchor your words in observable events. That structure stops accusatory language from entering the conversation and reduces the chance of a defensive reaction. When should you use the SBVI method in a conflict situation? Use the SBVI method when a specific behavior is at the root of a conflict and you need to address it without the conversation becoming personal. It works best in one-on-one settings when the behavior is recent and observable, and when your own emotional state is calm enough to speak clearly. What is the difference between SBVI and general feedback during conflict? General feedback during conflict often mixes behavior with personality, using language like always or never, which triggers defensiveness. The SBVI method isolates a single observable behavior in a named situation and connects it to a specific impact, keeping the conversation factual and emotionally manageable for both people. What are the most common mistakes people make with the SBVI method? The most common mistakes are adding judgment language to the behavior step, delivering the method while still emotionally flooded, skipping the impact step entirely, and using vague situational descriptions that the other person cannot place. Each mistake collapses the method's ability to protect emotional control. How do you stay emotionally controlled before delivering SBVI feedback? Pause before you speak. Check whether your emotional state is grounded enough to use factual language. If the amygdala hijack has already fired, delay the conversation. Prepare your situation and behavior statements in writing beforehand so you're not constructing them in the heat of the moment. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonbookforum.com to get your copy.